Welcome back, everybody, to the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo here in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Radical Russ with your live coverage on CannabisRadio.com. And joining us at the desk here up front of the Phoenix Convention Center, we have Ricky from Sublime, Arizona.
Sublime Brands, Arizona. Yes, today is my brand launch.
Oh, very good. Let me have you point that right there. There you go. Catch your voice there. So your brand launch is today. This is your first event.
It is, and I'm very excited. We've had a great turnout at our booth.
Yeah, so tell us about Sublime, Arizona.
Sublime is going to be a top shelf medical brand. We do everything from flower, concentrates, oils, and topicals. Right now I work out of the Leaf Life Cultivation in downtown Arizona.
Yeah.
Our Leaf Life dispensary right now carries all of my products. That is located in Casa Grande. And within the next couple months, I'm going to have a full line of top shelf medical products available throughout Phoenix and hopefully Arizona by the end of next year.
Wow. So you were just right on the launching pad and taking off right
now. Yes, I am. Yeah.
That's amazing. What motivated you to get involved in this space?
Well, actually, my father, R.D. Hendrickson, right here in front of us, is one of the owners of the Leaf Life Cultivation.
Okay.
And he has found the healing powers of cannabis. He had cancer and has survived.
Okay.
And brought me into the business. I was a marketing and advertising major at Boston University. The last couple years, I was making advertisements for Barbie at Mattel.
Oh, okay.
And after putting pink on so many things, I thought I'd switch it up and put green on a lot of things.
I like that attitude. Sublime, Arizona, just getting started here at the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo. And you mentioned your father kind of bringing you into this. So
yeah, family business.
Yeah, it sounds to me as like cannabis has been a part of your life since birth.
It has, actually. I was lucky enough to discover that my dad smokes cannabis at a young age, and he introduced me to it when I was old enough to be prepared. And
was that an on purpose, or was that a, oops, what's she doing in here?
Yeah, no. I think maybe it was I accidentally found his stash and thought, oh, hey, Pop, maybe you'll share that with me one of these days.
Yo, kick down, Pop.
Exactly.
Well, it sounds like you got a very open understanding of that and a very friendly family.
Uh-huh. It's great. My brother is our extraction artist, so he makes all of our concentrates. And my dad also works in our lab, and we're putting a kitchen together. My dad makes amazing edibles.
Mm.
And right now they're just at home, but we hope to be able to share that with the rest of Arizona here in the next couple months.
That'll be great. What's been the toughest thing about getting started for you?
Well, moving to Arizona, I was living in San Diego and working in Malibu, and it's a little bit hard. I moved here right in the middle of the summer, but
fun.
Exactly. But now it's cool and lovely out, so I think I am learning to love Arizona.
That's good. That's good. We're speaking with Ricky from Sublime, Arizona. Do you have a website and all that yet?
We do. It's going to be sublimeaz.com. I also have an Instagram that's Sublime Brands. You will also find that on Facebook and Twitter and Massroots.
All right. So getting launched here at the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo. What's this been like, the experience for you trying to get this done? You're probably not getting a lot of sleep, I'd imagine.
No, not at all. I actually just started here 3 months ago, and my first day hit the ground running trying to get everything prepared for this conference because we launched today.
Yeah.
So it's been a busy 3 months working with great people in the industry. Stephanie Jolly at Botanipack has given me so much help in getting ready for this. Bloom Dispensary is a great one of our buddies, and they give us a lot of information and help us out. And I just love that everyone in the cannabis industry is so open to helping everyone, and it's more like a partnership. There's no competition between the dispensaries here, which I love. Everyone works together. We share our products. I wholesale to everyone, and it's just been a great experience. I really love this industry.
So do you plan to expand beyond Arizona at some point?
Oh, of course. As soon as there's that federal law that gets passed, I have my fingers crossed sooner than later.
Mm-hmm.
I have a brand ready that's ready to go national.
That's wonderful. So among your friends, I mean, obviously your family is very accepting of this. Was your friends, your lifestyle, the people you were around?
Oh, yes, of course.
Very supportive?
I'm a millennial. I think most millennials are open to the idea of cannabis as a recreational product and not a classified drug. So we're all working together to get this regulated like alcohol, even though it's much safer.
Yeah. I often say treat marijuana like alcohol is an insult to marijuana.
Exactly. It is. No, I feel the same way.
Somewhere.
We have to start somewhere. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, Ricky, this is amazing. It's always exciting to meet new young entrepreneurs, especially female entrepreneurs that are getting involved in this space, because while the millennials, like you say, are largely supportive of this, like polls are like 70-75% legalization support.
Not very many
support.
People get involved.
Right. Not many get involved. And there's lesser support among women. Even millennial women, it's a smaller percentage. So to have a strong entrepreneur like yourself coming out and presenting this face of new young female entrepreneurship, I think that's a great thing. Thanks for doing it.
Thank you so much.
Is there any other, you got Facebook or any contact stuff you want to get out to people?
Yeah, so you can find us on almost every social media platform out there, Sublime AZ or Sublime Brands. We're on Instagram, Massroots, Facebook, and Twitter.
That's great. Thanks so much, Ricky, for being here. And,
thank you. It was very
involved.
Nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you, too. Let's head back to the Southwest Cannabis Conference. We'll have more interviews coming up every 15 minutes here on CannabisRadio.com's live coverage of SWCC Expo.